Singer Lou Rawls died early this morning in Los Angeles from complications of cancer. His family says he was 72 years old. The silky-voiced baritone had a career that spanned over 40 years. Rawls was also a philanthropist who helped raise hundreds of millions of dollars for the United Negro College Fund. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Lewis Allen Rawls grew up in America's coldest musical forge.
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk. The Almighty Hawk. Mr. Wind.
A Southside Chicago Baptist Church choir was where a little Lou Rawls developed his oversized pipes.
God gave them to me. People said, "Has your voice been like this all the time?" I said, "Well, they put me in the baritone section of the junior choir when I was 8.
But as a grown-up, Lou Rawls made his name with a different kind of music.
They say this is a big, rich town, but I live in the poorest part. I know I'm on a dead-end street in a city without a heart.
I wish I could sing like that."
Jerry Butler is the Iceman of Soul. He's also chairman emeritus of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation.
Lou Rawls was the sound of Chicago in the sense that he incorporated blues, jazz, and gospel. In all three of those genres, Lou Rawls was a master.
The difference between gospel and blues, Lou Rawls told NPR in 2002, lies in the lyrics.
Instead of saying, you know, "Oh Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Say, oh baby, hold my hand and love me long."
Oh, yeah.
"I'm gonna leave and get a job with the help and the grace of God."
As a teenager, Rawls hit the road with another neighborhood musician named Sam Cooke. Their gospel quartet was touring when their car was hit by a truck, killing one musician. Rawls was pronounced dead at the scene and lay in a coma for 5 days. After recovering, Rawls went solo. He was discovered in Los Angeles, and by 1966, Rawls' resonant baritone seduced both black and white audiences.
"For every little kiss, there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill, there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting."
Rawls was a mutable entertainer. He acted in film and TV. He performed in jazz clubs, but his biggest hit was a disco sensation.
"You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do."
Rawls won multiple Grammy Awards and recorded over 60 albums. But he devoted the last quarter century of his life to charity. Jerry Butler says to him, one song sums up Lou Rawls the best.
"Groovy People expresses kind of who he is, just a big old country boy who happened to grow up on the south side of Chicago and absorbed all of that into his being."
Lou Rawls lived to see Chicago honor him with a South Side street named Lou Rawls Drive. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
"Baby, home, come on, come on home. Well, if you don't come, girl, I'll be in a misery."
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.